please speak with the Gris of the house?
Yes, Gristle?
Yes, Gristle Fatty. We have a new fatty. Before we get to that, how are you doing, Cheryl, now that you're not prolapsed anymore? You had you're finished with chemo. Aren't you happy?
I'm very happy, but I'm okay. I'm still recovering, mate. Still recovering.
What are you recovering? Like how? What's the problem?
Yes, and I still feel rather shitty, but feeling better every day. And you know what the Sharon and Tampoon told me?
What?
She said that this shit can linger for months. And I told her, listen, I don't have time for that.
How does she know from her? Did she have chemo?
No, her husband was no longer around.
Yeah, but he had he had a different thing.
Yes, well, she don't know. She don't know. I do love her, though.
No, I'm sure you'll get. You were a young woman with fishy legs, and I'm sure you'll.
True. You know,
get past
24.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, and you don't look a day over 80, that's for sure. And speaking of, I turned 60 today. Nobody seems to give a fuck. I only got 3 donations. You, no, that's not true. I actually got a few. But you and Wanda Wisdom, I was very surprised that both of you gave me money for my birthday.
I always give you something, bitch.
You do. You are very generous to me. But it just seems silly because we give each other stuff, so we should...
True.
Maybe we should just not... it's better that way, isn't it?
No, I like it. It makes me hoard.
I like presents.
Me too. It's because we're Jewish or something.
So I'm happy.
Who else? You got Wanda Wisdom?
Hang on, I'm looking at my PayPal. Yeah, Wanda Wisdom. I thought that was so nice of her.
That's very nice
Even
of
though
her.
I force people to do it, I'm going to accept yours on my thing. Who gave me money? Now, a lot of people gave me money. The thing is, you know how people are weird about yeast, so they don't. There's half of them are closet cases, you know. So I'm always afraid to list their names. But we have, Cheryl Prolapse. It's her real name, and then Sneaker Pete. I thought that was very nice from Amsterdam. Mrs. Wisdom, Shelley Holloway. And there's did I just say a last name? God damn it. I have to scratch that. I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to. Anyway, Pequena, Pizza Babe. Well, that was from the other day. I thought it was very nice of La Pequena, considering that she has such, you know, financial issues with her.
Such visceral financial issues.
Yeah.
As Wanda would say.
But this guy, I don't want to say his name, but this one guy gave me $4, and it was so weird because I had to wait for the check to clear for $4. You know, whatever though, I'm happy to get anything.
And, $4?
Yeah.
So I could have sent you $4, and you would have been happy.
Probably.
I'll note that. Next time.
But I have to add it all up and figure out the minutes because I'm sure I have enough minutes to do this program, but
and do your family discount in the minutes?
No.
Okay, because then you'd be in trouble.
Right. Because they are actually generous.
I know.
Very.
Much more than my family.
Well, you're not unemployed.
No, that's true. Good point.
Do you have a job? Yeah, you have
I used to have 10. Now I've got 5. I was laid off for 5, and you don't get unemployment when you still got a job.
Well, you do if you lie.
Honey, I would never lie to nobody, ever.
You know, I'm working hard just to find a job. And, you know, I wrote Adam Curry a message, and I just said, will you please, can I use you as a reference? And he hasn't written me back yet.
Oh, he's very busy. BC, Nate.
I didn't ask him to lie. I didn't ask him to say, will you please say nice things? I just said, can I use you as a reference? He can say Madge is a piece of shit. You know?
Would you want to really use him as a reference?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Hello, Colin.
I don't... See, the thing is, Cheryl, I don't give a shit. That's the thing. You know, and I would think that they would want me off of unemployment since they are the ones that end up having to pay for it, you know?
Good point.
So anyway, but maybe he just hasn't checked his email. I just sent it yesterday, so. But the good news is that John P. got a job, a very good job. I'm not going to say what it is. I can't, but it's a very, very, very good job.
Does that mean that I'll be able to buy me presents at my birthday?
You know what, Cheryl? If he doesn't, he will be very... He has no reason not to because he's going to have lots of money.
Good. And that makes me happy because he's very nice, although sometimes a little retorted. But, you know, we all have our moments.
You know, that reminds me, though. Let me just look through my Rolodex here of donors and see how much Auntie Vera gave for my birthday. let's see. I'm sure she's here. You know what, Cheryl? She didn't give me anything. Oh, no, I got an e-card from her, though.
Seriously?
I got an e-card. It was cute.
I think she has more money than Wanda and I combined.
Well, that doesn't say a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, that's true, considering that my income was about $4,000.
Yeah, well, not including all the trick money, you know, the money from turning tricks.
Hey, that don't count. Hey, now. That don't count.
So I tweeted about how yesterday, you know, I'm at my sister's house because they're doing more work on the house.
And uh-huh.
You want to see how it looks with the floors removed? Go to flickr.com/yeastradio right now. It's a mess. And but so the computer died, and I thought, my God, I'm going to be without a computer. The laptop died. I'm going to be without a fucking computer while I'm at my sister's house. So I go to, and it was totally dead, and I tried the command option PR. I went through all the little... Uh-huh. Help manuals. I did everything it said. You know, I took the battery out and pressed power down for a while and did that and AC only, and I did the command PR, all that shit. Couldn't get it to so much as make a toot. And then I take it to the Apple store 3:00 on my birthday. I got to spend my fucking birthday, my 60th birthday, the goddamn Apple store. And these people are making fun of me because I'm this big fat dyke. And what are you doing? What was that?
I was just playing a video.
And then he presses the button. After I wait 20 minutes late after my turn, I want to go to yoga to see this woman grab me by the legs and stretch out my lips, which is another story. And, you know, and he just presses the power button. The damn thing came right on. That's the second time that fucking happened to me. I said, I did that at home. I swear to God I did that several times. It didn't work. He said, I believe you. He said, sometimes they just want to go home.
But, isn't that nice?
They put it, opened a case so that they extended, since the warranty runs out April 4th, they extended it by 90 days. So I'll take it home.
Really nice. That was real nice of your little thing.
Well, it's really, I mean, it's kind of like what they should do when you think about how much money I spend with these motherfuckers.
True.
And then the other computer needs repairs too because that fucking microphone is broken. And they think
Your place without the floor looks like a goddamn mess.
Isn't it nice, though? It's kind of like the old place, like it used to be.
True. Good point. Are they going to leave the table there while they do the work?
Sure. Well, you got to eat. Girl, got to eat. They were just ripping out.
True.
They were just ripping it out today, but they did some caulking, and they did such a good job with the caulking.
Did they?
I got to talk about Gristle Man. This is a disgusting story, and I don't know if I'm even equipped to handle it, but I was at the gym yesterday. I did my yoga yesterday, and what day was yesterday? Sunday. Oh, my God, my pro account at Flickr is running out in 5 days. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, that's real cheap, too.
Is it?
No, it's expensive. It's hanging.
It's like $25.
And I've got no Flickr because of that. How much?
Is it 25?
That's too much. Jesus. What day is tomorrow? The 31st? Or the 24th?
It's more than $25?
I don't know. I never bought it because I said that's too much. Probably 24 is.
There's this old man that I've... Anyway. Gosh, Cheryl, so I get out of yoga and I take the shower. I'm waiting to get eaten out. It doesn't happen. So.
Right.
Right. That, nothing happens. So I'm leaving the shower area, the wet area. I'm leaving the wet area, Cheryl.
Wait a minute. Were you at the gym or were you at the...
No, I was at the gym.
Thousand Waves.
I don't go to Thousand Waves in Chicago. I don't.
Well, how come you went there the other day then?
What are you talking about?
You were talking about how you went there and there was the wet area and they said...
That was not the other day. That was like a month ago in Indianapolis.
What's your point?
That was in Indianapolis. The point
right.
is that somebody stood my...
The
point is that this queen stood up my birthday party tonight because he went to the goddamn bathhouse. But that's another story. So this, so I'm getting ready to leave the wet area in the gym, and I see this thing, Cheryl, and you just can't imagine. It was just so horrible and hideous. It was just this fat person, but it wasn't all... It was something so awful, like... I don't know if I have the words, but like you see those pictures of fat man and everything. You see these monstrous big fatty red. You've seen them all, but Cheryl.
Red fatty was on Oprah. You
I
know.
Heard, but none of those. Well, maybe red fatty compares, but none of that compares to what I seen yesterday in the gym.
Really,
it was
no.
just because I see him from behind first.
Okay.
And now Chris Weigel wants to talk. Ugh.
You know what?
I see him from behind first, and I just see this Meltonian ass. And I only say Meltonian because it looked like how... I've never seen Andy's ass, but I've seen how it looks from his pants. You know how it looks flat, like he doesn't have an ass, but somehow it manages to be 1,000, you know, centimeters?
No call on me.
Well, anyway, I'm just using it for illustratory picture purposes. And it was just this nasty ass that looked like... It was just compressed. It looked like it was cellulite, but because of the angle of his buttocks and his butt back and the legs, just everything was squished together. So it was this giant, giant, giant ass, but it was all scrunched together. It looked like it had been in a giant sock. Like, yeah, it was huge. I mean, it was this, Cheryl, I don't know what's that big, maybe a queen-size bed? I mean, it was just this huge ass in the shape of a triangle, and it was just so densely packed between these two giant stubby legs, and then these, you know, the butt back handles, you know, the love handles. But the ass, Cheryl, was just, it looked like a pastrami. It looked like a pastrami before it's cooked. You ever see that?
Really?
You ever see a brisket, real fatty brisket? You know, where it's got the fat hanging off and you're supposed to cut it off. You know what I'm talking about? The deli?
Yes.
Cheryl, it looked like that, and I couldn't stop staring. Well, then he turns around, and I, of course I follow him, you know, because I had a look at this thing. And he's in the same row of the lockers as me, and I look at him, and I just staring. And he probably thought I was a chubby chaser. I'm like, and he turns around, Cheryl, and it was just this gush. The same thing as the back, just nasty. And it was bruised, by the way. There were, like, black and blues on his fat. Seriously. Seriously, like, black and blue spots, like, from just... Like, he'd been just... God knows what. Bumping into things. I don't know what. And then I look in his front, and he turns around, and... You know how normally when it's a fatty, you just don't see anything in the penis area? In the penis area? It's usually just a little... A little hangover with maybe a tiny dinky peenie, if you're lucky.
Yes, but a great six pannus.
Right, but this thing, what I saw, and I couldn't look close because it scared the fuck out of me, Cheryl, but it was like, it looked like instead of a penis, he had one of those edema, like what Red Fatty has on her feet. He had an edema penis or something. It was just this big red button. It was huge and horrible, and I just don't
know.
It was like a door handle. It was big, red. It looked like a pencil. No, you know what it looked like? It looked like a giant pencil eraser.
Was he hard?
I don't know, Cheryl, but it was so awful. Oh, my God. It was just a catastrophe. I felt like the Hindenburg, like I was watching the Hindenburg. Oh, and then he's getting ready to leave. So instead of putting on underwear, he puts on bicycle pants.
Pants?
I don't know how they make bicycle pants this big, because I know they don't make bicycles big enough. So
no.
So he put these bicycle spandex pants over all his fat, and then I realized that's why it's all scrunched like it be. And that's why it's got black and blue, because he sticks it all into these tiny bicycle pants.
Do you think he goes on a bicycle?
I don't know, but I'd sure like to see him.
Could you imagine Sofa Bella on a bicycle?
Well, that's pretty much what you would see.
But
I don't.
So he had an edema for a penis.
He had an edemus. Edemus. Cheryl, it was just ridiculous. Cheryl, you just can't imagine this catastrophe of it. Just when
black
I saw
and the, blue.
This penis was a giant pencil eraser. Truly.
Why didn't you take any pictures, honey?
Oh, that would be really good in the gym.
Would have been good album art.
Yeah.
Oof, ooh, ooh.
You know, let me tell you
something. Well, that's a good image for me.
You know what? Let me tell you something annoying. So, you know this cunt that I dated for 2 months? Clarissa? Well, I saw her at the gym like a week ago, and she's like, well, you have a birthday coming up. I said, yeah. She said, can I take you out on your birthday? And she said, well, you probably have plans. And I said, yeah, I do. She said, well, maybe I can take you out another night. I'm like, well, okay, if you want to, whatever. He said, I'll call you. God, these lesbians. So I'm like, whatever. Yeah, I don't care. I'm like, well, this is stupid. But, and then she sends me these dumb messages, these email messages saying she's going to call me. And then she says, and then she doesn't call me. She sends me these messages like, so when are we going to go out? And then she doesn't call me. I'm like, what is the point? You know what I mean? Like, just leave me the fuck alone, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't deal with people. And this queen that's
still... Is she Seattle Sutton?
No, she's not.
Wow.
And
who cares?
Right. And these queens that... This queen that stood me up really pisses me off. I mean, she's a good friend. I have the keys to her house in case she gets locked out or whatever, or fagged out. And then she just stands me up for my birthday. I mean, I don't care. I had other people here and it was nice. But, you know, my sister... bought food for this, you know, for enough people. Isn't that just rude? Anyway,
I'm not going to get you a nice present.
No, but the problem is she cuts my hair, so I got to figure out how I can still get my hair cut for free and be mad at her. That's the problem. Life is complicated, Cheryl, but you're only 25, so you don't know.
I know. I haven't experienced a lot because I'm so young, but
true.
I understand.
Right. Cancer's nothing compared to getting stood up by a bathhouse, Betty.
Cancer, that's hilarious. Now,
we had hot fruit tonight, by the way.
What?
Hot fruit. Hot fruit. Mm-hmm.
I thought you had Colleen.
You thought what?
Colleen.
Yeah, but then we had hot fruit. Oh, my God. I have to put this on my sister made a cake that looked like me, and it said Madge Weinstein Luna. Yeah, I have to upload it now. I forgot about it. It was so cool, and my hair was made of caramel, and they even had the glasses on it and everything.
Wow. That's very nice.
I'm sending it to the bloaterist time. What do you call that thing? Flickered?
Flickhorn.
Chris Weigel's supposed to be getting online. I don't fucking see him. What takes
I thought he was on. He was on before. He's online now.
On Skype?
No, on AIM.
Yeah, I know, but he said he was going to come on Skype. Oh, there he is.
How come whenever I talk to you, I start food eating?
Because you're ugly?
Oh, why?
Okay, I think it's uploading. Yeah, it is. Food eating a day away.
Who is this photo of this old man that you took?
Excuse me?
It says photo 0029 and 0030.
I was on the TNSU, Cheryl, and I saw that old man, the TNSU.
The what?
The TNSU.
What's that mean?
The bus.
What's TNSU?
something the Wand of Wisdom made up that's mean. I don't want to talk about it.
I thought you weren't doing these shows anymore because your audience was offended by them, disappointed in you.
No, this isn't live.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hello, honey.
And I care what the audience. I care very much what the audience thinks.
Especially obviously.
On Thursdays.
Yes. How are you, Wiggles?
I'm a little sick. How are you, Cheryl?
Sick in the head. I was just telling Cheryl about this grisly man I saw naked in the locker room who had pastrami for an ass, and then he had black and blues on his butt because he kept all of his fat in bicycle shorts that were the size of a tent.
And he had an edema for a penis.
He had an edema for a penis. A giant pencil eraser that was just his. It was like Red Fatty's foot, only it was a penis. It was amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. I didn't realize that pressure welts turned you on.
It wasn't a pressure welt, it was an edema. Is that the same thing?
Sure.
Why is the photo still not there?
Why aren't you recording this?
I am recording it.
Oh, okay. We're not live.
Not live.
Thank God, thank God.
So it seemed thrilling.
Do you hate live? You don't like the live? I don't either, but I didn't know. I thought you liked it.
No, I do, but, you know, it's nice to go back to the normal yeast a little bit.
Normal.
I agree.
But, you know, I mean,
the problem
you
want
to mix it up.
I get so annoyed. I like doing the live shows. But I get so annoyed because it really makes me see how incredibly stupid the audience is.
Well, in that case, you'd think you'd get donations.
You would think. Yeah. Well, I do, actually,
like
and that's why I do it.
When somebody
that's why we're doing this right now.
A lighter.
Huh?
I said, like, when somebody asks you why you have a lighter, but yet you're sober and don't take drugs.
Exactly. And, hello, I have a bunch of candles in front of me that I just lit with it. You know?
Perfectly normal.
How much dumber can you be? Oh, my God. But see, it's just, I don't know, uh-huh. I get, it just, it's weird, whatever.
Why did you need, why didn't you need least offensive videos of yourself?
To send to people that are, I'm interviewing for a job. And I want to show them who I am, but I don't, I want to, oh, my God, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm at the point where I want to get a job, but I don't want to compromise and pretend I'm something I'm not. So what I, but this is in sort of a, these are people that find you jobs, contract work, basically. And so I can be a little bit more upfront. I said, look, this is, I want you to understand the kind of work I do, but you have to understand based on the client that you're not going to want to show everybody this. But what I ended up using is the Scoble piece, which all of the ones, Chris, that you sent me were all extremely offensive and unusable, except for the one
right.
with the Scoble neti pot cleansing. That's one that I gave her.
Right.
And the other one I gave her was actually from 2005 when Dawn of Dawn and Drew pushed me in the pool at Podcast Expo. That was
why do you have to show the temp agency?
Because you asked the woman about the RU-486, and yeah. I thought that was real bad.
Well, I don't have to, but it's like I gave her a bunch of videos that were not offensive, but all my non-offensive videos, you know, because they want to see work samples. But all the non-offensive Uh-oh. Videos are without Madge, and Madge is me. I am her.
Right.
So yeah, how can I like, show her things that aren't me? It doesn't make sense. So I'm like, I have to show you some of the things where I'm actually on camera being myself. So I thought, well, there's got to be some where I don't swear. But there wasn't a single one.
What about that one where you were demonstrating how to make money in podcasting?
That was profane, and I puked in it.
That was a very good one.
I was choking on a dildo. How is that not profane?
Are you trying to get work where you're like you're writing for someone, you're producing for someone? I mean, can't you just say I have video skills, I know how to produce a video, isn't that enough?
No, they need samples.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what, I don't want to be specific because I don't want people to figure out, but yeah. But so, God, I keep thinking about the goddamn edema penis. Oh, but that one video you sent me that you posted for me, it's like lesbian face or something, a close-up. What was it called?
Say that.
You know which one it was?
Girdle.
It was one that you posted not long ago on my site.
What about the one where around the election, all you said was vote, but you screamed it really loud?
Oh, that was a good one. Actually, I could send her that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Chris, what was
I didn't hear any of that. The Skype just...
It was one of the videos you sent me on the list today that you thought were not offensive but were. And it was like a close-up.
I don't remember what I said.
Was it
called close-up? Oh, right, yeah, close-up. Yeah, the lollipop.
Chris, how could I possibly send that to her? That I have never seen myself look so ugly. My face was yellow, and it had these hairs coming out of it. It was, why would I want to, and my teeth were yellow and coffee stained. Why would I want to show her that? Please, and you're like, you need to show people the real Madge. That's the real Madge? I think I'll kill myself. Thank you. Well, then I'll just die, because that's disgusting. I can't possibly.
Well, there wasn't anything oozing.
No, there was probably blackhead oozing out of my pores, actually.
Right. And you did talk about retards at the end of it.
Did I talk about the retards?
What did I say? The retarded girl from Blog TV that was taking song requests.
Oh, those were the days, wasn't it?
Can't you just send her the video you shot of the retards the other day?
Well, it's not edited yet. That'll be a masterpiece, but it's not edited yet.
Mix that in with a gangbang audition.
I will, but I have to. Don't make me talk technically.
So what about the thug porn?
I'm working on that, too. I got things I'm working on, you know.
Okay. Does that mean I'll get free samples of thug porn?
You don't want thug porn. Trust me.
That's true. Is it bareback?
Are you sending a cap?
It's bare black, Cheryl.
Infection porn.
Bare black. You wouldn't like it, trust me.
Infection.
No, it's not infection. Oh, my God. So, no, I did talk about that. I didn't talk about it because I didn't post that show. So I was Pink Flamingos. We saw Serial Mom at this, club where we have recovered people. So they showed Serial Mom, which, of course, everybody loves. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck you, Pussy Willows. And then we watched the original John Waters movie, Pink Flamingos, after it. Yeah. And do you know everybody but one person walked out because they were so offended?
The John Waters movie?
Yeah, Pink Flamingos. It's during the chicken scene, the chicken fucking scene. And this one
Isn't
queen...
from the early 80s?
70s. What was 1972.
70s, yeah. What?
And so this one queen says to me, who's a fisting mess, the one that got double-fisted by a midget and always reminds everyone.
The one that's made.
Double-fisted by a midget. And he says to me, Madge, that's disgusting chicken fucking. I mean, come on. You can't possibly think people could accept it. I said, listen, you watch movies called Fill My Hole Breed My Hole, where people are deliberately giving themselves and giving other people infectious diseases. But you have a problem with chickens from 1972. Jesus Christ.
What kind of conclusions about the counterculture can you draw from that?
Yeah.
No honey.
Yeah, right.
Who was the queen that stayed?
What do you mean that stayed?
He said everybody left except one.
Yeah, this nice, he's very nice. He's the one that actually brought the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
But we're both like,
we
were both like, why did people leave? I mean, it was just the weirdest thing. Like, it was just, it was unbelievable to me that gay people, you can't enjoy Serial Mom, and you don't get Serial Mom without Pink Flamingos.
Right.
It's right. Like one comes before the other. It's the same director. I don't know, whatever.
And gay people are usually the most depraved. I can't imagine.
Yeah, but gay people in Chicago are retarded.
Gay people are retarded.
Yeah, just listen to gay music. Like, they like to listen to Kelly Clarkson and all. Everything has to be put through a vocoder. The only way gay people will listen to anything is if it's through a vocoder. So if I played the soundtrack to Pink Flamingos through a vocoder, then they would have listened.
Oh, they would have loved it.
So glad that you leave me.
Auto-tune.
Like, the new Andy Melton song has a lot of vocoder. The gays love it.
No, honey. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, that was, you had a list of culprits, and that was one of them that you wanted to discuss.
What? Did I miss Sofa one?
Sofabetis.
Pastrami
ass? Sofabetis.
No. Sofabetis? Well, I just put him on there because we always talk about him. I didn't have anything specific to say.
Okay.
You haven't heard anything from him lately?
He reinvented itself.
No. But...
Oh.
I told Cheryl, but I asked Adam Curry to be a reference, a personal reference, and he... seriously, I sent him an email. He hasn't written me back yet. I'm beginning to worry.
Can't you send one to Dave Weiner as well?
Well, but nobody knows who he is. And that's pathetic.
No one knows who Adam Curry is, though. I know. That,
yeah, but the thing is, in Holland, they do, and that's why it's important to me.
Oh,
well, honey, right. Listen. It was very strange to watch those movies from the 2000s when everyone at the pod show thought that they were the shit. Very interesting.
It's so over, isn't it? So over. So over.
How did it even happen? How was any of this possible?
Dave Weiner and Adam Curry.
I can't imagine why our financial system collapsed under its own weight.
Okay. Reefer.
Sound investment.
Reefers. It's all reefers.
Yes. VC comes for the reefer.
What?
VC for reefer.
Not beefy. Right. Beefy?
There was this new person in town. Their name is the Clan Channing.
Yeah,
now,
I've seen
I don't
that
understand
thing.
About this racist name. And I mean.
Is this a podcast?
They do have the podcast now. I mean, it sounds exactly like Sofabet. I believe that it's Sofabet's reincarnate.
Oh. You're kidding. That's Sofabet?
Clan
it
Channing?
Is, and,
I didn't know that was Sofabetis.
Sofabetis unfriended me as himself because he's reinventing, which I don't blame him for. Actually makes a little bit of sense, but the Clan Channing.
Where do you find this?
Can you spell that? I don't understand because you're speaking like a frog, Cheryl. Can you say it in English a little? The
okay,
what?
D-E-C-L-A-N-C-H-A-N-N.
Now, spell it like you spell things, please. Spell it like with things.
D as in duck. E as in ecstasy. C as in clan. L as in leaps. A as in anus, N as in Nancy,
God,
C as in last name, C as in clitoria,
chlamydia.
H as in hood, A as in anus, N as in Nancy, N as in Nigeria, I as in intro vagina wall, and N as in
what?
Shit.
Night.
Night
is
in
K.
Good.
Night is in nighttime.
Oh.
And G as in glint.
That's good.
Right now, that's D Clan Channing. Now she's. And I think she's your friend on the Facebook.
What does that mean?
I see her on Twitter right here.
Yes.
What does that mean, that name? I don't understand it. And does it mean sofa bed in diabetes language or something?
That's the name.
He says, I've had a fairly productive morning. I got up early and recorded a podcast. I've gotten it edited and I'm uploading it now. And he also says, erotic stories are so much hotter than video pornography. After that, he said, I don't want to be trash no more. I don't want to be trash no more. I don't want to be trash no more.
Well, he didn't say he doesn't want to be fat anymore, though. That's good. I mean, not good.
What else?
You know, and he had the excuse. I went walking with me the other day, and it reminded me of the Andy Snap moment when he always goes back to the walking.
Right. Walking is hard. Especially if you're in a locker room. I hope he doesn't wear spandex, because then he'll get black and blue.
And have a hematoma.
Hematoma.
I hope
of the lips.
I hope we'll get to know each other through this new medium and this new journey that I'm starting. I hope you'll be along for the ride. I didn't start off with the typical About Me podcast. I started with where I am right this very moment. My main purpose for this entry is to be my starting point. I hope the finish will be much brighter. It's called a 4-year journey, and it's 34 minutes long.
What was he starting school?
And it's on sissyfried.com. Does that sound right, Cheryl?
Sure.
Is that correct?
Sure.
Yes.
I did
the life
look at
of a Brit.
I did look at the webpage, and I'm not sure why.
Sissy.
All right. Okay, well.
Whatever, Andy. I just wish you'd.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Now, the next topic was broke Cena pussy.
Okay. That's just normal as well. But then there was the thing about my yoga teacher checking out my lips.
Before that was broke Cena pussy and Leo's separate topics.
That was just Tourette-ish. I have no idea what to... There was nothing there. It was just the usual. I'm broke because I've seen another woman vagina.
Okay. Yeah. I'm at yoga.
Okay, so my teacher today... I think she's after me. And this is a problem because I'm not attracted to her. This is not the cute
one. Ugly.
Cheryl, I don't know who's listening... She teaches during the day, and she's not ugly, no. She's a very nice person.
Talk about DNS.
No, it's not Cher.
Okay.
Does she have open sores that you can see?
It's a biological female.
Right.
Okay, and
as
opposed to a lesbian. So,
woman by choice.
Right. So, I seen this... You know, we do this thing called a shoulder stand. And what you do is first you do plow, where you throw your legs up behind your face and you stand with your vagina in your face. And then you flip your legs straight up. And you hold...
Deep breathing.
Right. You hold your... I've done this on the videos. And then you hold your back up with your hands. So your feet are sticking straight up. And
right.
then... What she does is she comes up to me while I'm in this position with my legs up in the air, my vagina in the shorts, and she grabs my legs and pulls them up and starts, like, pulling me up from the legs. And she's just looking straight down into my layups, shamelessly looking at my layups, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, you're supposed to sit up straight. I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing right now? She's like, well, move your shoulders in. And she's standing there, and then she's, like, crushing. Then she, like, bends over and rubs her fat against my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, well, that was...
Did she touch your balls?
Wait a minute.
What? What do you mean?
Did she touch your balls?
What do you mean, balls? I don't understand.
Your layups.
No, but she was staring at my layups.
Did you notice any odor? Did she have an odor?
There was an odor, and I couldn't tell where it was coming from. I don't know. I think it might
have been close from you.
No, I think it might have been the yoga mat.
Okay.
Or it might have been my vagina. But it was that smell. You ever smell towels that haven't really been... They've been washed, but maybe not with detergent. And they smell like pussy.
Ew.
Yeah, there was that smell. I couldn't quite figure out where it was coming from. Anyway, so then when I'm leaving the class, she starts staring at me with that, like, weird look. And the same thing happened to me at the Apple store. Some other biological female stared at me like a dog in heat. I'm like, what is... And she was looked like... It scared me. Like, I thought, this woman is retarded. How come nobody... nice, unattractive lesbians ever give me the eye like that? It's always some fucking biological female that I have nothing... No interest in whatsoever. Wearing Apple jeans. Apple bottom jeans.
Apple jeans?
Yeah, those goddamn Apple jeans.
What's that?
I have no idea, but everybody talks about them. They make your ass look like an apple.
Are you sure you've gone through menopause? You're not putting off any more pheromones or anything like that?
No, it's funny you mention that, because my friend Terry emailed me. Well, his name isn't Terry. My friend Person emailed me, and let me read you what he wrote. It was about abortions. It was about you know, because I emailed him this cow drugs abortion thing.
Right, he's the baby killer, right?
Okay, the subject of this is birthday abortion. Dear Madge, because it's your birthday, you are nearing menopause, and this could be your last year you can get pregnant. I would make it as late term as possible and celebrate. Don't use cow drugs, as it is still legal. Hope all is well. I'm leaving Thursday and back April 12th. We should get together if you're around. I wrote back, dear person, thanks. I've got a few more abortions in me. Now, and then he sent me the real abortion story, and he sent me another story about the cow thing. Evidently, yep. It is true.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll read you. It's really true. I'm not going to read it, but the cow abortions in your fair state of Wisconsin, they really are happening. And by the way, there's nothing more meaningful than a Facebook birthday greeting. Nothing more heartfelt. Let's see. Yeah, this is from the Journal
Sentinel. I agree.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, March 21st. Reports link cow drug abortion.
That reminds me, I better say happy birthday to you on the Facebook pixel.
Oh, God. That's all.
Wait,
I hate.
Well, a lot of times your boyfriend's just too tired to punch you in the stomach. So it's a good thing that the drugs
exist. Or girlfriend.
Right, or father.
Or father, or AIDS victim, right. Cheryl's wishing me a happy birthday on the computer, internet.
Happy birthday, Cheryl. I would like to send you a Hallmark e-greeting, but they banned me.
Oh, Vera sent me one. Don't worry.
Oh,
she didn't send me money, but she sent me an e-greeting, which is better. So it's okay.
Was there a picture of her and Gooch in their in their backyard on the patio next to the infinite pool?
Yeah.
You know what my grandma did for my mother's birthday?
Ate What's her that? Pussy out.
No. She went to the store, and I think she was in a hurry, and she picked up a card that was under for my daughter.
And
she didn't realize that it wasn't a birthday card. And when she got home, she realized it was an Easter card. And she gave it to her anyway. And I thought that was cute.
You know, that's one of my favorite things when there's a birthday and I have to buy a card and I don't feel like looking through all the cards. I always just buy something really stupid, like, if it's a friend, I'll write, dear grandmother, happy birthday. And it'll be one of those with those really nasty fonts and a flower that's like, under a piece of cellophane. Dear grandmother.
In your time of need, happy birthday.
Yeah. Depends.
I'm so sorry for you, Louis. The baby you aborted 3 years ago. I know about a bitch. Happy birthday. That's a good one.
Abortions.
Oh, I need to make abortions again in the jar form to give it presents. Nothing says happy birthday like a fetus in a jar.
You got that right. Let's see. I just got an email from Facebook. Happy birthday. This is much more meaningful than a present or money. Good thing I already sent you monies. Maybe I will send you an email. Cord.
Cord. See you again.
Yeah.
Is that in your live stream?
This is my Facebook.
Live stream?
Utrecht, golly.
I hope we're not getting too sophomoric here for... that guy always posts comments with the photo of himself in the swimming pool. Whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, no, he was very, he didn't...
Indignant?
He didn't.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
He wrote me, and he was just having an outburst. It wasn't...
Why don't all these people come on the show?
You know why? It's because I called him out after I said, well, look, it's not my fault. You bred... He didn't breed. He adopted children because he's gay and he has a husband. The husband's unemployed and it's a difficult life. But he still gave me money. It was very nice of him.
Oh. And that money could have been, used to make those adopted children.
That means, like right. Want the wisdom, it means that he's not very financially smart. Give the money to Madge Weinstein. That's all.
No, Wanda Wisdom gave me money today.
she's not good at managing her money, isn't it clear from her giving you money and not giving me anything, clearly?
Somebody's raising their voice. Why are you raising your voice, Cheryl? Why you got to raise your voice? Are you angry?
Now, on to the subject of somebody attacking the Christopher Weagle, I mean clearly. Look at this website. He has no talent at all.
None.
And he, the videos he made for UMass, horrible. Horrible. All he does is sit on his computer all day by himself, unemployed. And
unemployed.
Wait a second.
Are you talking about me?
To pictures of people in hoarding, people hoarding cluttering.
Hoarding pictures. It better than porn.
I was saying, you that sent me the picture of the lady that was, like, the article about the lady who was dead in her house for 7 years or something?
Yeah, they found her skeleton, still dressed.
And it would look, where's the, do you have a picture of the skeleton? Because that was a, that would be a share for Facebook.
Either way.
No.
Cheryl told me that was her.
Or for Partida Tequila. Partida Tequila.
Did you get the one from Russia? Did I send you that one? Where they, the guy, they, the plumber had to just dig out the house. When you open the door, it was just a wall of trash.
Jesus. I know a girl like that in New York. Her name is Shaolin, and she, I've been to her house. I have a video from the...
Shaolin?
No, Shaolin. And I have a video, and you can see it, I don't know, way back. But her...
Oh, I remember that one.
Her bathtub was just caked in years and years and years of mildew, and she had duct taped all of her plumbing because she couldn't. She would never have a maintenance man come in because her house was so messy, and just this pathway. And she would never. Oh, so horrible. She still lives like that. And I talked to her, and she's always like, "Oh my God, I'm so scared of the maintenance man. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? Oh my God, it's horrible. I don't know."
Is that what you learned from?
Yeah, I learned along that way.
Cheryl, you're not on the chat. I can't send you the link right now to your photo. Eunice Workman.
Oh, my God.
Is that a name you use?
I saw this article,
but
I don't...
If you enjoy the video, I sent you Chris.
But I want to see the picture of her after she's been dead for 7 years. This is before she died, evidently.
They at least
she
get the phone
looks
of the
like me.
Stuck to the couch.
Her name was Eunice.
Eunice. It's a rare disease.
God, I was listening to the newest This American Life. It's about foreclosures in Chicago. Jesus, right. It's depressing. You know, it's amazing.
They call you?
You know, they're still calling it a global financial crisis and all this shit.
Right.
And it's like, and then did you see that Obama press conference? That guy said, you know, 1 out of 50 children are homeless right now, and there's tent cities in this country right now. That is a depression.
That's the reality of it,
God. And, you know, and they talked about on This American Life how you can tell when it's a foreclosed building. Like, if you'll see one house, you'll see a building, and, you know, one floor is boarded up, and then the next floor has like a 40-inch plasma TV screen. And I was looking after I saw that on the street. I saw a couple of houses.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Because one, it's like a multi-unit building.
Oh.
So you'll have maybe, you know, a couple of foreclosed units in the same building, and they're
40-inch plasma screen.
Well, not in the boarded up ones. And then you'll see one unit that where people are still living, they haven't foreclosed yet, and they've got the 40-inch plasma.
Of course.
You should listen to that show. It's so good. And then you have people, like, actually that believe the economy is turning around.
Oh, things are, yeah.
It's amazing. What's it like up there in Michigan? Aren't you in that fucking horrible, desolate Detroit leftover place?
It's fantastic. Too bad.
Are there tent cities up there?
Is that where you live, honey?
Well, there's always been tent cities and hobo encampments within the city limits of Detroit. I mean, for decades now. I'm not exaggerating. There's this one area, like a corner of this one block, kind of relatively close to the college where I teach, where it's just hobo encampments, like from the 20s, and it unchanged. And
at least get some sex.
Right. But no, I'm sure out in the subdivisions, the far-flung subdivisions, many of them are empty. The house across the street from me is empty. There's a number of them on the blocks around me that have all the foreclosure papers stuck all over them. And the one across the street, Cheryl, is a HUD home, which you can get through special financing. I thought you might be interested in that.
Is that the one where the dead woman is still there, lying?
Yeah, right. Well, they just put tin foil up on the windows. But, no, it's terrible. It's really horrible here. I don't know. I have a feeling, not that it will mean anything, but I suspect that Obama just lost Michigan today.
Because of what happened?
Michigan voted for him pretty substantially.
What happened today?
He told the auto companies that they're not going to get any more money unless they do some more serious restructuring, and that's basically just code, light code for
get rid of the unions.
Screw the unions, screw the workers, and I don't know. Michigan is just—it's a total disaster on every level, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know, why should you get money if you're not a bank?
Get out, honey, get out.
Only banks should have money.
It's true. I agree.
If you make something, if you actually make stuff, that doesn't really have a place in the American economy.
I do like all the contempt and anger and hatred that the rest of the country has for Detroit and Michigan in general, as revealed over the last couple of months. Just the unending anger and hatred. It just confirms their suspicions, essentially.
Well, they're not the ones that bought the SUVs, for sure, Americans.
Right.
Love their SUVs and love all that shit, and then all of a sudden, oh, no.
Right.
So you're actually moving to Amsterdam? Is that what your plan is for survival at this point?
I don't have a plan.
You're just selling the apartment and walking?
My plan is to play with my layups.
Okay.
And if you ask me for any more detail, I'll get very angry and cry. Because I don't got anything else.
Cheryl, I'm amazed you still have a roof over your head, because you did get a very serious illness, and usually in this country when that happens,
you die.
You wind up in a group home or bridge.
The point is that I had insurance, so I'm not completely screwed. The bills have started coming in, it's the real fun, though. I don't understand this shit.
All you have to understand is don't pay them. I understand that business, Cheryl. Don't even open the bills. Trust me on this.
Well, some people don't want their credit ruined.
No. They don't ruin your credit. All you have to do
is... Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Here, listen to me.
What?
You send them $50 a month.
What I'm going to be doing is calling and talking to them about the fact that I'm 25 and made about $4,000 in the past 2 years. And would you like to see my tax return? Here it is. Thank you.
The thing is, most of they know that 95% of the people aren't going to pay their deductible. If you have insurance, they're happy as hell to get whatever the insurance is getting is giving them, and they know perfectly well that you're not going to pay the patient portion unless you're some kind of an idiot like Rachel Cam, it's her boyfriend who's paying it. And that's why she's broke. I mean, she's broke. She can't pay mortgage because they paid their medical bills. I mean, that's stupid. You know, that's just stupid.
Well, she also had to write that novel, so, but anyway. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm never going to get my hair cut again.
Because of how it looks in a suit, or?
Because my hairdresser, who's also a friend, was supposed to come to this birthday dinner tonight. He stood me up. And now I'm supposed to be mad at him for doing that.
Well,
but he's
my
hairdresser, and he doesn't.
You know what? All I have to say is that sex is very important. It's perfectly normal, and it often comes in the way of friends and family, and it's perfectly normal. That's not a problem.
Well, Ms. Ms. Winters.
Definitely don't need any meetings for that.
When I was a Ms. Winters, eating chicken and biscuits, she'd say, ain't nobody going to tell you that dick ain't good because dick is good, but don't let it rule your life. Now pass the chicken and biscuit.
You were in Miss Winner's. You were in Atlanta.
Ms. Winner. Miss Wendy's or in Atlanta. Chicken and biscuit.
I know what a uterine prolapse is. You have that one? No.
I don't have anything. I'm at my sister's house. I'm hoboing again.
Yeah, why don't you just stay there?
Because they hate me.
I thought it was very cute how you had your nephew or whatever on the episode program.
Yeah.
It was very cute. I thought that Auntie Vera was going to kidnap him.
Well, you know, Chris was over here, and my nephew was just best friends with him because he saw the bunny. You know, Chris has the bunny, and he knew that he has the bunny, so all of a sudden Chris was his best friend.
Are you sure it's not because Chris is attracted?
Yeah, well, that's what my niece said. She said, what, are you going to marry him or what? Seriously.
Racist.
She said, so are you going to marry him?
Well, she's reading all
And then John P. said, she's just like you. Okay, the Madge cake is on my Flickr.
You should make that the album mark.
It's real good. Do you see it?
Let's see.
It's really good. It looks like... The funny thing is the hair are those butterscotch things, but it looks just like the cigarette bugs that were in my house. That's what the dog food looked like.
Delicious with the cigarette bugs.
Do you see it?
Yeah, those are Cocoa Puffs, right? Or
no, they're butterscotch chips. And the glasses are made of duty.
Right.
Do you like my lips? Strawberry lips?
Yeah, they're oozing. It's very nice, yeah. Very good. The yeast is puffing them out. Yeast.
And she even used that really bad, like the color of that really bad makeup I use. Orangey, yeah. Orangey Jew color.
And the glasses are just made of feces or
fecal
what is
matter.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fecal incontinence matter. You fecal like that, Cheryl?
Fecal incontinence?
Yeah. Do you like that, Cheryl?
I do. I like my fecal incontinence.
No. Do you like the cake, not fecal incontinence?
I like it. I pretend to not like that, but I really do. Give me an excuse. Oh, I'm sorry about that. With your sheets, I'm fecal incontinent.
Right.
Who's this man outside your building, this confused old man?
No, I was on the TNSU, and I saw that, and I was in front of Water Tower Place on Michigan Avenue, and he just looked fun.
What's the TNSU?
Huh?
What's TNSU?
It's a nasty...
Is that a university?
No, it's a nasty abbreviation for something really nasty that Wanda calls the bus, and I don't want to say it because it's not decent.
What is it, Chris?
Something about a headdress or a bonnet.
No.
It's related.
Using the N-word.
What? Let me look it up in the email Wanda sent to me where she coined that term. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to search in my spot like Wanda Wisdom TNSU. Hold on. Dear Madge, I want you to use this from now on, but please don't tell people I made it up. TNSU is my new name for the bus. It stands for Temporary Negro Storage Unit.
Wow.
Very racist. Very racist.
From Wanda?
Yes.
I thought Wanda was...
Really?
Had a drop of African blood.
I think that's why she gave me money. I think it was hush money.
Oh.
Right. Guess that didn't work, did it?
No. Not at all.
Anyway, thank you for dragging that out of me and getting me in trouble now.
You should submit this show along with those videos.
Oh, yeah. They'll love that.
Well, it's a good thing that you already got the money out of her, then.
Yeah.
That's free exposure, kind of like the AIDS.
Now, here's a photo. You're dressed as a man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Looking at your photo stream.
You're looking at somebody else's.
I think so, yeah. Something must have happened.
Yeah. Clearly, because it says East Radio on it.
Hey, there you are with one. I don't know what you're talking about. Lipsy.
She's a tomboy.
Lesbians Lizzie. Are tamboys. Tamboy.
What?
All right, well, I've enjoyed my time, but I have to go.
Okay.
I'm very tired.
Thanks.
Thank you for...
Me too.
Hold on, Cheryl. You stay with me. We have.
Yeah, stay with me, Cheryl, for another 4 hours. All right, good night.
Good night. No, Cheryl.
Yes.
We need to wrap this up. I don't see why people are so angry with Chris Regal.
All the one.
What's that noise? What is that noise, Roach? Excuse me? Is that your vibrator? Are you masturbating with a vibrator?
No.
Really?
Grinding Kowalski.
That was pop music.
What?
That was a coffee grinder? It sounded like somebody singing. Seriously.
No. Kowalski.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
When is Facebook going to end? I can't wait. Do you know they have 200 million users? Oh, great. That's all I need.
What?
I'll tell you after we end the recording. It's about about somebody who just added me on Facebook. Remind me.
Okay. Well, it's been about 50 minutes.
Right.
And I appreciate being on your program. And remember, plural.org for all your pleasure and needs.
And remember, for me, please realize that the head of the penis... No, that the deal is still this. $1 for every minute. Doesn't matter who gives it to me. Somebody gives me $1, I produce a minute of this shit. That's still going on, so if you don't hear a show, it very well could mean because I don't have had no money. So when you don't hear a show... Donate money. How do you give me money? Well, you go to Yeast Radio, and then you click on the right side of the sidebar. It's called the sidebar because it's on
Yeast
the side.
Yeast 100.
Yeah, you click on the button that says PayPal, and you donate. I think there's a way you can donate for life. That would be good. All right.
Bye.
Wait.